Welcome to episode 3 of the 100 Things podcast. Hello, my name is Big Rick. Today's podcast is a bit raw. I toyed with the idea of actually posting this material. And so what I will say as a bit of a public service announcement, a bit of a public health announcement, is that I was feeling pretty low when I recorded this, which is what this piece of audio you're going to hear is all about. The background about this is that I was driving to my volunteering job and was overcome by or with anxiety. And so after deciding I wouldn't go in to do it, I recorded this piece of audio on my iPhone. So apologies if the quality's not there for you. So what I will say is that people with a nervous or anxious disposition, it's honest and raw talk, and there's no foul language in it, but it's just things that I was talking about, how I was feeling at that material time. So proceed with mental health caution. It's 6 minutes past 10 in the morning, and I'm not in a good way. I'm sat at my motorhome because whilst driving to my volunteering job, which I've just started on Monday, I've suffered a bit of a panic attack. Not really in the mood for speaking to anybody today. So I text my wife. And I said, "This is the thing." And she actually drove to me because she was worried. I said, "She says you need to phone the psychiatrist." I said, "I'm not really phoning anybody today, Sarah. It's not happening. It's not happening." And after about 25 minutes, I said, look, you know, the anxiety attack is gone. I'm going to go to work. No, you're not. Yes, I am. I had no intention. So I've, you know, she moved the car and I drove away, but I've only driven another kilometre down the road. Because today, I just want quiet. I've just texted my wife to say, I've emailed the job to say I'm not going in. I've got some things to deal with. So the lucky thing about having a motorhome is I can sit here in the back with some heating on. And I'm a bit bunged up, as you can tell. I think I'm fighting an anxiety attack right now. Well, I don't think, I know I am, it's happening. I think I got the worst of it out before. But I just wanted I wanted you to, for those who don't know, this is what it sounds like. I'm pretty low. It's a pretty easy thing to mask when you when you're doing the keyboard warrior thing. But even then, I can't articulate as well as I'd like. Everything's kind of a struggle at the minute. I mean, anything. I hate days like this, you know. I try so hard to not let, I try so hard to not let it take me over. I try to keep, you know, foresight and to see the bigger picture. Sometimes it's impossible. I've really had to fight before. I had to fight to maintain a sense of, it's an illness, it isn't me. This isn't me. People need to know. That's why I'm doing this. Because people need to know what this is. A panic attack or an anxiety attack. Sometimes those words panic and anxiety don't fit what's going on physically or physiologically or mentally, because I don't panic. This is it's hard to do, it's hard to record this, and I've battled with it for so long. So I'm kind of in the mood that I just want everybody else to do things for me. And I'm kind of glad of this stop, start button on this device, because it says I've been recording for 6 minutes, but it's been twice that easy. It's a horrible, horrible thing. And the funny thing is, I don't know how I react to anything or anyone at the minute, because I have this feeling of no control and I feel volatile, because even though I might seem quite calm to you now, I think inside I'm exploding. It might come as a shock to people who've known me for well, about 3 years on the audio boom circuit. It might come as a shock to hear me like this. Audio is one thing, yeah, but visuals are another. And the reason why I'm doing this, if I have the strength to post it, is some people just need to understand that you can't stop this feeling, and it comes on sometimes for no apparent reason. But when I decided I was going to do the podcast, I thought to myself, I can't do a podcast on depression and PTSD based on advice, because I'm not qualified to give advice. So I thought, I'll do it on myself. I'll do it like a diary. And I knew the day would come where I would be feeling low like this, because generally I haven't been, really. And I've been toying with myself and wrestling for so long to, first of all, record this. And so here I am. Bearing all colours. I'm sorry if I've disappointed some people. Because things aren't always rosy. Like I said on my alter ego on Audio Boom. That's all one word. I go by the handle all one word as a voice blogger. But I've said many times on Audio Boom that what you hear on through that channel is not my reality. You only ever hear the, you know, the things I allow you to hear. And I've heard a few times some people who are so raw and forthcoming with information about things that really affect them emotionally, that having the strength to push that up to the internet and let everybody hear it is just phenomenal. The thing is with my podcast is there is a degree of separation between me and that podcast. You know, I don't believe that anybody who knows me really, who doesn't know about the podcast, will be able to connect me to it. So that's my safety barrier, which is where I can talk about things freely, because I think talking about stuff, I hate that word stuff, talking about things helps me. You know, that old saying that getting things off your chest makes you feel better just by talking. It's true with me. I really enjoy it. And whilst I've got expensive gear at home to record, here I'm sat here with an iPhone. So it's just the most raw of captures I can give you. It's a funny old feeling, this, you know. It makes you tired, but you can't sleep. And so as a result, it just goes round and round and round and round and round in your brain. The circle and the cycle that you can't break. I wouldn't inflict this on my worst enemy. And I say that, you know, because sometimes it gives me strength to be more emotionally supportive to others. When you're on this side of the fence, the phrase "a shoulder to cry on" has a completely different meaning. So I'm trying to think of that that
little proverb. And one of the things that depression does is it completely messes with your concentration and memory. I'm trying to think of it. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle that you know nothing about. So be kind, always.
That's the end of episode 3 of the 100 Things podcast. Thank you very, very much for listening. I just want to remind everyone that I am not a medical professional and I cannot provide medical advice. I'd like to thank very much Andre Louis, who is Freaky Foof over on Twitter. He produced all the music and it's great. And I hope you will join me in future episodes.